Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm 14 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Ben. We would love to have you introduce the show just like Ben, and you can find out how to do that at our website, kidscommute.org. Hi, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Pop Goes the Classical Beatlemania Week. We've met half the members of the Beatles so far. Today, we'll meet the band's drummer, Ringo Starr. Among Beatles fans, Ringo was known as the funny one. Ringo Starr was born Richard Starkey in Liverpool, like the rest of the Beatles, in the year 1940. He is now, by the way, known as Sir Ringo Starr. He chose the last name Starr because he thought it sounded like an American country musician kind of name and thought that was cool. And Ringo was a nickname because he wore a lot of rings on his fingers. Ringo had kind of a difficult time growing up. He lived in a pretty dangerous neighborhood, and he got sick a lot and almost died twice, once from appendicitis and once from tuberculosis. It was while he was in the hospital that Ringo first learned to play drums. His nurses, who wanted to keep him moving around and not too bored, got him to join the hospital band, where he used a mallet made from a cotton bobbin to bang on the cabinets next to his bed. When Ringo got out of the hospital, he'd play cookie tins with sticks as his instrument until his stepfather bought him his first drum kit. Like John and Paul, Ringo started out playing in a skiffle band, where he'd use a washboard and thimble or the backs of chairs for percussion instruments. He joined the Beatles after John Lennon heard him playing with another band and he asked Ringo to jump in. Today's song, Octopus's Garden, was written by Ringo for the Beatles in 1969. It's another one of their songs that's just kind of silly and fun and remains pretty popular with kids. Now, apparently, the song came about like this. Ringo was on a boat trip, and he ordered fish and chips for his lunch. When it arrived, it wasn't fish. It was squid, which he'd never had before. For the record, he thought it was a little rubbery, but tasted like chicken. Anyway, the ship's captain told him about how an octopus will swim along the bottom of the ocean floor and pick up pretty rocks and shiny things with which it builds little gardens. How neat is that? Well, Ringo thought that was pretty neat, too. Here is Ringo singing a bit of Octopus's Garden.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be...
Today's classicalized version of Octopus's Garden is performed by the King Singers.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know
we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would shout
and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you.
Octopus's Garden by the Beatles and performed by the King Singers, which reminds me of a cute joke. Two octopuses got married and they walked down the aisle, arm in arm, in arm in arm, in arm in arm in arm in arm in arm. By the way, in case you're wondering, the plural of octopus is in fact octopuses, not octopi. All right, tomorrow on Kids Commute, we're going to hear how one Beatles' interest in classical music from India began even before he was born. Okay, Kids Commuters, Quizlet time. All week, we're asking you the question. We're dropping you some hints. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out on the air, send you a little prize envelope, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. All right, here is the question. This week, we're asking about a little critter that everybody calls a bug, but it's not a bug. It's a beetle. What kind of beetle comes from the family Coccinellidae? Now, here is another hint. By the way, one of you got this right yesterday based on yesterday's hint, so I am hoping today's hint is helpful. Here we go. Coccinellids are usually yellow, orange, or red, with small black spots on their wing covers, with black legs, heads, and antenna. They do not bite humans. Do you know the answer to that? Well, I'll tell you who does. Gwyneth in Traverse City knows. Finn in Traverse City. Lyndon in Frankfurt. She got that with yesterday's hint. Hazel in Rapid City. Fiona in Reed City. Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City. Eileen and Rory in Traverse City. Dorothy and Parker all the way out in Memphis, Tennessee. And welcome to Kenzie in Petoskey. You got your first Quizlet question absolutely right on your first try. Great job, everybody. I see Tobias has just sent his answer in. We will check it and let you know if you're right, Tobias. And again, our phone number is 231-237-7482. Send us the answer in a text message to that number. Don't forget your name and address. And if you don't know, no stress. We'll have one more hint for you tomorrow. 231-237-7482. All right, octopuses, I can hear the text coming in. I will check them as we listen to music. I'm Kate Botello. That's it for Kids Commute for today. Have a wonderful day.
Interlochen Public Radio, woo!